I'm from Tanzania. I was born there, but my parents are from Congo. So they came from Congo in 1996-ish because of the war. So they ended up going to a refugee camp in Tanzania. It's called Nyarugusu camp. Yeah, after 2 years, I think, my mom gave birth to me in Tanzania in the refugee camp in 1999. Yes, I was born in Tanzania. Me and my two other siblings. We have an older sister who was born in Congo. The first people I saw when I came here, it was people from this one church. I don't remember the name of it, but it was people, volunteers from the church who came to welcome us. His name was Jimmy. I don't remember. Yeah, he came and welcomed us. And then, since we were so tired, me and my siblings, he said he was gonna take us to a restaurant. We didn't understand English, so we were just following him wherever it goes. We went with him. So he took us to McDonald's. I didn't know McDonald's at the time, but now I know it was McDonald's. So we went there, and he gave us ice cream, French fries, and all the stuff, but we couldn't eat it because we were not used to the food, so we just stared at the food and we didn't even eat it. So my mom got mad because she thought it was a bad sign of like, because the guy gave us food but we didn't eat it. So she was telling us in my language that you guys are supposed to be eating the food because the guy gave his money and stuff. So we were forced to eat. So we ended up eating the stuff, but we didn't really like it because we're not used to the food. So the first time in America was. I went to McDonald's after the airport. We went to McDonald's, and then I ended up not eating anything because I didn't like anything. Yes. I've lived half of my life in Tanzania, and a lot of the stuff that I see here, like school related and a lot of stuff, opportunity related, they were not in Tanzania. So I like the opportunities that are here. I also like how everybody here is like really free, and like you can do whatever you want as long as you're not hurting anybody. You're free, and the freedom of each and everybody to live however they want. I like that. In some countries in Africa, you have to be like, there is rules that you have to follow, some rules that don't even make sense sometimes, but you have to follow them. So I like that about United States. You can live however you want. There's the bad and the good side of that, but then still you have the freedom to live. Yeah, I like that about United States. My dad used to tell us a long time ago that words can hurt and words can build. So with the freedom of speech that we have in America, there's a lot of people that just because you want to say something, then even if it's something that you're not supposed to say, but since there's freedom of speech, you say it even if it's hurtful and it's damaging, you should just say it because America, freedom of speech, yeah. So, as I said, you can do anything that you want. So that comes with the good and the bad. So with that, you can do things that are not acceptable, but then in the name of having the freedom of speech and all that stuff, you just do it. And some people choose to be silent about it, and others speak about it, but majorities keep silent. As I said, I wanted to become a pilot before, but then I changed my mind. I wanted to be something else to give back. And with that, I want to work with if God helps in the United Nations. I want to do something to help refugees too, because I know how life is, because I said I was born there, I lived there for 12 years. Yeah, I know how it feels. I know how you sleep with an empty stomach, how it feels. So yeah, I feel like it will be my way of like saying thank you and giving back. So in 5 years, I want to do something. I want to be working with a lot of stuff with refugees and just helping people. Even when I was a little kid, my mom would give me food, but then once I see a person, another maybe a neighbor who's haven't ate since morning, I'll just take my stuff and give them. And my mom would be like, "You have a really different heart." I was like, "Yeah, I'm not gonna sit here and just look at the person suffer. I'll rather stay like this, but then give the person who's suffering." So with that, I want to do something to help in any way. I just want to help a lot of with the refugees, immigrants. Yeah, in 5 years, I want to work with the United Nations. The name refugee doesn't disappear. This even if after years and years and years, they'll still look at you as a refugee. They don't see you as an American. So for me, to be an American is leaving the refugee name behind, because yeah, I was a refugee, but then I'm an American now. Like my dad, he has become a citizen now, but then I know he's a citizen, but then people will still look at him as a refugee because yes, he used to be a refugee, but he's a citizen now. So maybe treating him as an American, being an American means that you're a part of this country. You're just like anybody else that you see across from you. You're just like anybody that you see on the road, anybody that you see in America. So yeah, in short, for me, being an American is people realizing that we're all the same. Yeah.